inshallah today, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to talk about Isra and Mi'raj, from past, present, and future. And now I'm going to take you to something unbelievable. Did you ever hear about this movie?
Yeah.
Is anybody who ever watched it?
Yeah, I saw it.
What is significant about this movie? What's that? Honest to Allah. One moment. No, no, but are you really used to believe in that before? Is this really was your vision when you was watching the movie? No. Don't talk about now, talk about the past. When you watch the movie, what you gain? Okay, let me let you watch a couple of pieces from this movie. Only a couple of pieces and we'll talk about it. But please listen carefully.
He stayed in the city of Jerusalem, run about 980 BC, and he may have taken the ark back to the city of...
Listen carefully. Because don't think a movie is a movie.
Development proceeding. Choir headpiece. Staff of Ra. Abner Ravenwood, U.S.
Nazis have discovered tennis.
Just what does that mean to you, tennis?
Well, the city of tennis is one of the possible resting places of the Lost Ark.
The Lost Ark?
Yeah, the Ark of the Covenant, the chest the Hebrews used to carry around the Ten Commandments.
What do you mean, the Commandments? You're talking about the Ten Commandments?
Yes, the actual Ten Commandments, the original stone tablets that Moses brought down out of Mount Horeb and smashed, if you believe in that sort of thing. Did you guys ever go to Sunday school?
Well,
oh, look. The Hebrews took the broken pieces and put them in the Ark. When they settled in Canaan, they put the Ark in a place called the Temple of Solomon
in Jerusalem,
where it stayed for many years. Until all of a sudden, whoosh, is gone.
Where?
Well, nobody knows where or when.
However, an Egyptian pharaoh,
Shishak,
yes, invaded the city of Jerusalem around about 980 BC, and he may have taken the ark back to the city of Tanis and hidden it in a secret chamber called the Well of Souls.
Secret chamber.
However, about a year after the pharaoh had returned to Egypt, the city of Tanis was consumed by the desert in a sandstorm which lasted a whole year. Wiped clean by the wrath of God.
Obviously, we've come to the right man. Now, you seem to know all about this Tanis.
No, not really. Ravenwood is the real expert. Abner did the first serious work on Tanis, collected some of its relics. It was his obsession, really. But I never found the city.
Frankly, we're somewhat suspicious of Mr. Ravenwood, American being mentioned so prominently in a secret Nazi cable.
Oh, rubbish. Ravenwood's no Nazi.
Well, what did the Nazis want him for then? Well, obviously, the Nazis are looking for the headpiece to the Staff of Ra, and they think Abner's got it.
What exactly is a headpiece to the Staff of Ra?
Well, the staff is just a stick, I don't know, about this big. Nobody really knows for sure how high it is.
It's an
elaborate headpiece. It's in the shape of a slump, with a crystal in the center. And what you did was you take the staff to a special room in Tanis, a map room with a miniature of the city all laid out on the floor. And if you put the staff in a certain place at a certain time of day, the sun shone through here, made a beam that came down on the floor here, and gave you the exact location of the Well of the Souls,
where the Ark of the Covenant was kept.
Which is exactly what the Nazis are looking for.
Now, what does this Ark look like?
There's a picture of it right here. That's it.
Good God. Yes, that's just what the Hebrews thought.
Now, what's that supposed to be coming out of there?
Lightning. Fire. Power of God or something.
Beginning to understand Hitler's interest in this.
Oh, yes. The Bible speaks of the Ark leveling mountains and laying waste to entire regions. An army which carries the Ark before it is invincible.
Last sentence? What's the last sentence? The army who carry it. It is what?
done your country a great service, and we thank you. And we trust you found the settlement satisfactory.
Well, the mine's fine. The situation is totally unacceptable.
Well, gentlemen, I guess that just about wraps it up. Where is the Ark? I thought we'd settled that. The Ark is somewhere very safe.
From whom?
The Ark is a source of unspeakable power, and it has to be researched.
And it will be, I assure you, Dr. Brody. Dr. Jones, we have top men working on it right now.
Who?
Top men.
Hey, what happened? You don't look very happy.
Fools. Bureaucratic fools.
What's that?
You don't know what they've got there.
Well, I know what I've got here. Come on. Buy a drink. Come on. Drink.
Bear witness. When I saw the commission of this movie, I went and I entered when it just arrived. Why? Because my father, rahmatullah alayhi, he taught me something. When they make a movie with a piece of information like that, it's not a movie. Yes, the movie containing a lot of science fiction, a lot of love story, a lot of fun, a lot of this, a lot of that, but something more important. They have a sequence when they do something. What the sequence? Number one, they make a movie. Or even they say it as a joke. After that, they see the result of us. If we are sleepy, they keep going. They keep going. They keep going. Just last week, one big rabbi in Israel, he announced we should be closer to really get that Ark. And they're working day and night. Because don't forget, any time now, Masjid al-Aqsa will collapse. No, they're already digging a lot of tunnel, is completely empty. And what they're doing right now is actually drug the ummah. Little by little, little by little, and see the result. Do you know, when this time comes, we'll make some noise and that's it, and they keep going. If you study from Islamic point of view, Masjid al-Aqsa has been taken from us many times in history. Masjid al-Aqsa is a sign of the weakness of the ummah or the strength of the ummah. If you want to know where we are, look, do we even think about it? Yes, Palestinian and what they're doing is wrong. Yes, what they're doing is completely, is not Islamically. Why? Because you have to build Islam first. You will not win here without Allah. Now, what about what they say in the movie? 80% of what they say is wrong. But believe it or not, I was really amazed about certain point they said is 100% correct. Do you remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Lut alayhi salam to leave? What he tell him? When a teacher of angel come, what he tell him?
Don't look.
Leave and don't look behind you and don't look. And he said to his family, the one who saved, close your eyes under any circumstance. Don't look behind you and don't look. If you look, you're finished. Because in the time of torture, if you are present, you are part of it. You will not be saved. What inside the taboot? What inside really the ark? Let's go back to Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, you remember the famous story of Talut? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally, he checked the believer who going to follow, and he said, don't drink. Now from many thousand, become many hundred, become a few. And the few in the final, they are the believer. They said, كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. Now finished. Now the topic about number, about the power, about Galut is not a big deal anymore. They are believing in Allah. Finished. Now what Allah did to them? Allah did something so beautiful. وقال لهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال لهم نبيهم إن آية ملكه the sign of his kingdom أن يأتيكم التابوت يأتيكم. Do you know what I mean يأتيكم? Allah will send it. Can we dig find it? No way. Can anybody on earth find it? No way. You can be digging and in the front of you and you cannot see it. Do you see even in the movie? He make his own sermon and he finds sand. Nothing in it. But what in the taboot? If you go to Quran tafsir, what inside the taboot? This taboot from Jannah, from Allah, number one. What inside? The cane of Musa. The ring of Solomon. And many other things. And it left over of the tablets of Musa alayhi salam and an angels. You see, يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة. It has tranquility. You see in the beginning, tranquility, peace, and be very happy. من ربكم. The سكينة from Allah. وبقية مما ترك آل موسى. And a leftover of آل موسى. Not Musa, آل موسى. Musa and his family. وآل هارون وتحمله الملائكة. Angel will carry it. Not people. By this way, it's not coming by me. I cannot dig for it. Allah will send it. According to us, this taboot is coming back. When? Anybody remember? In a battle between Al-Mahdi and Dajjal and Isa alayhi salam. At this time the taboot will come back again. What's that? Hopefully inshaAllah. Now إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. This is a sign from your Lord Allah if you are a believer. You understand me? Now and here is a point. And here is a point. What's the point we should learn from that? Look at what we're aiming for, what we're aiming for. Let me take you, for example, now to a scene. Not by the TV, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did Isra. Isra meaning in Arabic, walking fast at night. If I walk fast, I'm doing Isra. Until Baytul Maqdis. And in Baytul Maqdis, he was having a surprise. Do you know what the surprise is? Allah bring all messenger and prophet is standing in line waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make salah. Who's the leader of Salah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Mursaleen. Now, what happening to us? We're supposed to be also the imam of the ummah and all the ummah before. We have a title. We have the best title ever given to mankind. Ever. We have the best title Allah give it to us. Because Rasulullah died. But who carries the same title? All of us. If we understood it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this ummah, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best ummah came to mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. By this way, the scholar said, the khayriya, the goodness of this ummah, of what? It's not in salah, it's not in zakah, it's not in fasting, nor is spreading Islam to carry the message. This is the goodness of this ummah. Now imagine if the ummah do not do the job. What left? Finished. The title Allah gave it to us is gone. And what happened? Disgraced. Disgrace. By whom? By Allah. Imagine they believe in a tabut. They believe in the ark. They believe in the value of Baitul Maqdis and what we do. And even what Palestinians today do, the majority running after land, but should not be this our job. Because the job is belong to every Muslim in earth. But let's go back to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu when he took back Al-Quds again from the left over the Roman Empire. And believe it or not, if you study the history of Masjid al-Aqsa, would be crying. Masjid al-Aqsa was in the hand of the Roman Empire. Do you know what they did? They converted to a stub. Do you know what meaning a stub? A place for animal to yawn and sleep over. By this way, Masjid al-Aqsa was a place for horses and mules and whatever and donkey to urinate and sleep over. For how long? According to historian, between 60 to 600 years. Now, this amount of years, why? Because the ummah was weak. Every time we are too far, Baitul Maqdis is not belong to us. By this way, back then, Baitul Maqdis is a thermometer. It tells you where we are from Allah. Can we get it back by weapons? No. Can we get it back by army? No. Number one, Iman. Number one, Iman. When we have the Iman, is wanted and accepted by Allah, now Allah give us the power. And at this time, nobody can stop us. Do you know what they're doing now? They're looking for the art with the intention to control the earth and have the ultimate khilafah. They believe. The Jewish people, they believe. Once they get the art, they will put it in the front of their army and they will suit all the earth. And at this time they believe the earth will become belong to them and they are the ruler and finished. That's finished. But as a Muslim, we believe without no doubt, they can dig until they blow their head off. Because this earth, you cannot find it. You have to be given it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah will not give it to anybody. It's reported already, whom will get the ark. By this way, in the time of Isra and Mi'raj, a lot of people go to the detail. Is Rasulullah saw Allah? Is Rasulullah done see Allah? Is he saw Allah as a ru'ya or he saw Allah in real? If he went physically or he went in a dream? If he went in a dream or a ru'ya, it's not a big deal. You see, it's finished. It will not be a miracle. it will not be a gift. What about all the ahadith we hear? Ummuhani radiallahu anha, she said, Rasulullah, he left for a little bit and he came back and I touched the bed, it's still warm. Aisha radiallahu anha, she swear by Allah in the same night. She said, I touched Rasulullah's bed, he was warm, and he went and he came back. Another people swear by Allah, some companion, he was in Mecca, when they saw Rasulullah, somebody was taking him and he disappeared for some time. What do we say? You see, people make a lot of interpretation about what's happening. Number one, we say, none of this companion is a liar. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. They say the truth. But somebody forgets something. The time belongs to whom? Allah. Allah can put barakah in the time or no?
Yes.
Allah can take this journey, and the moment Allah decided to make the journey, wonder what happens. Stop the time. Or for us, we think the time is stopped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the time. This is something we have to really understand.
What's the prophecy actually?
What's that?
What is the prophecy? Is it in Quran? I mean, where it's going to end, this ark?
What's that?
This, about this ark.
Oh, about the ark.
What is the prophecy? When, who will get it and when?
No, we have some ahadith. Some ahadith. But the point in here is, let's go step by step to understand. Okay, where am I now? This something, it happened. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know the story of the glass of wine and the glass of milk. And he asked him to choose, Ya Rasulullah. He chose the milk. And he said, may Allah give mercy to your ummah, you choose the milk. And if you choose the wine, the ummah will be astray. And after that, he took him and he do mi'raj. What is mi'raj? Mi'raj like an escalator, an upper escalator. How is a mi'raj? What kind of equipment? It is engine, is that an engine? Is the back of Jibreel alayhi salam? How is it? We have to believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Finished. And we take the important parts and learn from it. Rasulullah sallam came to us with salah, with the important part of our life. Our relationship between us and Allah according to our salah. What about something else very important? What about all the scene Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw about hellfire and paradise? About different people and different action can lead you to hellfire. What about ghaiba, namima? What about not covering ourselves as a woman? What happened about the urination? Basic action, but Rasulullah warned us about it. What about the people who eat the money of the orphan? What about the people who teach and they're not living according to what they say? May Allah forgive me. By this way, it's many messages for us. I said it before, take this journey as a vacation for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a treatment for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a lot of gift for us. A journey to develop iman. To have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have more faith and more tranquility. A year, his uncle died, his wife died, all his support, all the money, all the mean, he have nothing. Something else happened. Is a year, nobody embraced Islam. Nobody. Imagine a whole year, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveys a message, and no one single person embraced Islam.
What year was that?
The 9 years. Scholars have a debate. It is the end of the 9, or the beginning of the 9, or the beginning of the 10, but the majority approximately in around the 9 from the beginning of Revelation.
Didn't 5 happen at Islam?
What's that?
Wasn't 5, when you went to 5, wasn't the 200?
Say it again?
5.
It is after the Ta'if immediately.
Right.
The same. it is actually after the Taif immediately. Because actually, after the Taif, which is Taif what? Couple of miles from Mecca. He went, he gave da'wah, he get beat up. And we know the story. And now even not enough. The people of Mecca refuse him to enter Mecca. And even the night he entered Mecca like in at night just to pray around the Kaaba and cry to Allah. And he has to run away because people, his people will not allow him to live in Mecca anymore. What more than that? Money, you have no money. Status, you have no status. Mean, you have no means. People listen to you, no people listen to you. People call your name, people call your name. All that to whom? To the most beloved man, to the Creator, Allah. And not only that, beat up, beat up. People call him crazy, crazy. Blood is dropping from him, dumb. Where we are compared to that? And he's steadfast for that message. If you listen to the last couple of years in my life, what I always say, I said, all of us need Isra and Mi'raj. All the Ummah need Isra and Mi'raj to Allah. Because if we go to Allah, this is not going to be our condition. If we go to Allah, this will not be our condition. By this way, if you ask me today, what is the main message? To go to Allah. And feel responsible about what's happening. Because we like it or we don't, we responsible. Now, in a way here, Neda was asking me a question. What I do? I said, if you study Islam, if you're a scholar, different than ignorant. If you are a learned person, different than not learned. If you're intelligent, different than the weak person. If you are a female, different than male. If you are a multimillionaire, different than the poor. If you are a figure, different than the nobody. Everybody has to do according to his own caliber and ability by the will of Allah. But the best action and the first action to you, desire and want to be belong to Allah. This number one. Number two, you are honest to Allah and you're willing to sacrifice. Can I talk and that's it? No way. You will be punished by Allah. You have to talk, desire, ache, aim, cry, and after that, coming to the conclusion. What is the conclusion? Do you remember last week we talked about the zalim? And we talked about the verse from Surah Fatir. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to get the book. Minhum what? Zalimun li nafsi. Among us, a zalim. Wa minhum muqtasid. And among them is just an edge. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And the one who running toward Allah, he running toward Allah with the will of Allah. It's not my will. Now, we talked about last week, is almost close to 300 verse about Zulm. 300 verse in Quran about Zulm. And today I tell you, is close to 200 verse about Khayr. Or 230, 240. About Khayr. And the level of Khayr. And the quality of this Ummah. Now, I have to ask myself. If me among the Ummah, Allah give me already a title. What this title is, we are supposed to be hari of good deed. Where is that? Do you know who we are? Either I am oppressing myself, oppressing other, or spreading goodness to myself and spreading goodness to other. Anytime. Believe me, my talk now, it needs an honest people. It needs a really honest, sincere people, and need people with a heart. Is me spreading mischief or spread goodness? The Muslim supposed to be spreading goodness. This is your quality. You have no other quality. either he's bred goodness or he's bred badness. Can I say I'm not doing anything? If you're not doing anything, meaning what? Zalim. You cannot just sit in the front of TV and say, I'm not doing anything. I'm not hurting nobody. Hurting yourself is hurting people. Hurting yourself is hurting people. Being blind, you're blinding people. Because you, the one Allah gave you the message. Let me pick up some verse in the Quran and see where we go from here. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Increase and prepare yourself, and the best khair is taqwa. You see? وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. And should be among you an ummah guiding to the goodness. We have to stop in here and think. If I'm a listener and I'm not doer, I'm belong to here. Tell me I'm belong to here. Can I be just a listener and that's it? Can I be a listener and that's it? I would be among this ummah? No. And this is what this ummah do not understand. We are almost doing the opposite of Islam. We're spreading mischief. We're spreading the bad quality. We let people know about the bad quality, but how much goodness of mine, how much I'm spreading goodness. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who do goodness in this life, Allah will give them goodness. But the real goodness is Akhirah. وَرَدَى الْأَخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. Allah called Jannah, and thereafter is the Khayr. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. What Allah saved for you is the Khayr. Those for the believer, the one who believe in Allah and they rely on Allah. You see again, quality of people. Take the quality away, wonder what happened. Is this verse become belong to me? No. I read it and that's it. I recite it and that's it. But what if I die in this state? I'm out of this verse. If I'm out of this verse, where I would be belong? You remember the last week? We're only three people. Only three. Zalim, Muqtasid, Sabiqun bil Khairat. Don't ever forget. Now, listen to this now and don't ever forget me. Or don't ever forget me in me, not me, what I'm going to say now. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever Allah give him wisdom, he gets the ultimate goodness. Is the whole ummah today do not need wisdom? Tell me, is the whole ummah today do not need wisdom? وَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever Allah give him will get hikmah. Can I go to the library and get some hikmah? Can I go to the college and get some hikmah? Can I go to the supermarket and get some hikmah? Can you do whatever you want and get hikmah? No, it has to be given. And Allah said, those I give them hikmah, I give them the ultimate goodness. Imagine if I'm a mankind. Imagine I'm a human being. Is anybody believing here he's not a human being? Please, if we are a human being, and if we believe we have a brain, anybody here he believe do not have a brain? Okay, if we have a brain and we are a human being, meaning we are حيوان ناطق, meaning we are an animal talking, And the difference between us and the animal, the intellect. Now, we say we believe in Allah. We say we believe in Quran. We say we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah tell me, whoever get hikmah, he has the ultimate goodness. Imagine if I'm a Muslim and hearing that and I'm not running after hikmah. What kind of person am I? Tell me. If I do that one, get hikmah. Okay, take the hikmah away from us. Take the wisdom away. I have no wisdom. What does it mean? In English. What's the opposite of wisdom? Huh? What's that?
Stupid.
Come on. Huh? What's the opposite of hikmah? It's a word. It's the opposite. Huh? Allah yaftah alayk ya Nu'man. Nu'man al-Hakim. Foolishness. Is this need hikmah too? What's the opposite of wisdom? Fool. But not the Egyptian fool. The Egyptian fool is a fava bean. But we talk about the fool by English. The fool is, you know what's meaning a fool. What more than we do not want to go to Jannah? We do not want to get the ultimate wisdom of Allah.
So who will not it be? I was unable
to. Wait. Number one, you have to seek it, to ache for it. You want to desire it. This number one. This number one.
Can a non-Muslim have?
What's that?
Can a non-Muslim have hikmah?
Can a non-Muslim have hikmah? Don't forget, what is the hikmah Allah talk about? You see, we think Einstein has hikmah. Freud has hikmah. George Bush has hikmah. I'm sorry, Saddam Hussein has hikmah. No.
Nobody thinks about
Allah. The real hikmah is to go to Allah. To win Allah. To Allah use you. This is the hikmah. To know, to an Allah give you basira. To Allah give you the light. The regular light and the invisible light. Sister Tamina, you and Brother Khalid in trouble. Do you put any drugs in the food? Brother Khalid, do you put any drugs in the food?
No.
If you watch what I'm watching now, everybody going to sleep.
Yes.
We ate too much.
We ate too much.
What surah, what verse is this?
This one is surah number 2, Al-Baqarah, verse 269.
You're in big trouble, you and Khalid.
Brother Khalid.
Can I say they ate too much probably?
You're in big trouble, you and your wife. Is anybody here study chemist? Is anybody know about chemist? We should take a portion of this food and analyze it and find out what they put in the food. Because people are sleeping. You know? Wake up please, you know?
Some of this food came from outside.
So. Some food came from outside. Oh. Okay. I hope it's not me.
Maybe it's the mango juice.
It's the mango juice. Please listen carefully, wallahi. Wallahi, we are in big trouble. Wallahi, we are in big trouble. Until we act, until we really want to live as a Muslim, we're in big trouble. Believe me, honest to Allah, last week I do not want to come back. Do you know why? A mercy for me and mercy for you. Because today, when I look at us, we want a speaker. We want a speaker and we want to listen and we want to go home and that's it. But we do not want to act. We do not want to live according to what we hear. If I'm hearing that, and I keep going home with the same attitude and same sickness, this is really dangerous. Do you know what it means? It's a sign of hypocrite. This is not easy. If I do not think about myself, my behavior, my manner, where am I? Where am I from the Sunnah? It's just a talk. People want to teach and learn and teach and learn, but nobody wants to do. And mashallah, good speech. The topic is not good speech and bad speech. The topic, where am I from Quran? Where am I from the reality of Quran? Where am I in my family? Where am I in the reality of my heart? What I'm aiming for? What I'm pushing my kids for? How we can be a role model when we want the same sickness we grow up with to spread? Really, it makes me sick to see us like that. Imagine if we hear Allah, 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 Quran and Hadith, and we go back and we want to be exactly the same sick like before. Is this more sickness than us? Do you know what it means? Meaning the person is cursed. It's cursed by Allah. To hear Allah said, Quran said, Hadith said, and you do not even check, you go back like you never heard anything. This is not a meeting to hear and that's it. We're not coming to amusement park. It's not a night of fun. No. This is a wake-up call. If you do not live it, you are in big trouble. I said it yesterday in his house. I said, you know the difference between us and a non-Muslim? They committing sins without no knowledge. We committing sins with ultimate knowledge. Huge difference. Huge difference. Wallahi, brother and sister, honest to Allah, you have a beard, you have a kufi, you have a hijab, you are in big trouble in the front of Allah. You are in big trouble in the front of Allah because you should set the role model. Who are you? What I'm giving to my children, what I'm pushing them for, what I want them to be, Islam is going down and this is what we're doing? We have the same sickness mentality and we do not want to leave it? In the front of Allah, I have a job. With you or without you, I'll keep going. Now it's up to you what you're planning to do. But in the front of Allah, do you know who am I? I'm a hujjah to myself and against you. Because once I talk like that, what you're planning to do? In a day of judgment, I will take you and say, come on, I tell you what you did. If I go home and my behavior, my manner, my attitude, everything the same, meaning I'm a dead person. We have all these books, but how many of us really try to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah? It's just a talk. When one brother called me and told me I cannot make Jum'ah in high school or in college. But the family worry about the kufi. For him to pray Salah without a kufi is a big deal. But lose Jum'ah is not a big deal. Look at us. Look at us in Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, again in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلُكُلِّنْ وُجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. You know when Allah talk about khair? فَاسْتَبِقُوا. Run! Another sister called me a couple of days ago, and she asked me a question. She tell me, if somebody pray and make zikr and make fasting, is this okay? Do you see the sickness of the ummah? September 11 came and go, and we do not get it yet. We can be now in concentration camp and we do not get it yet. We can be like a bunch of sheep and we do not get it yet. What more blindness than that? And when the situation gets rough, I'm going back home. Go where? You're running away for to where? Is back home better than here? I challenge you, go. Show me how good you are. You're a liar. Nobody go home and came back not good. His own family steal his money and his own people cheat him, and he come back with empty hand. Show me somebody go back home and he succeed. Show me one. It's a jungle. And also because Allah tried us. I am here, I'm eating here, I'm breathing air here, meaning I'm be questioning about here now. Not tomorrow, not the ummah, not everybody, me. If I fail as a me, how I gain as a ummah? Show me all these groups and all these jama'at, what's he done? And division after division, division after division. And every group, I'm the one. And believe me, I feel sick because I go to people home and people is sick. People is sick. They living according to their own desire and just show. If you fail to have a basic sunnah in your life, to have a basic manner in your life, to fight your own temptation and your own bad sickness, how you can win? How you can be part of anything? If we do not attack our own diseases, how we can win? Win with what? With bad manner? With bunch of lies made believe? Believe me, I had it with us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, again about the people of this ummah, وَأَمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهَوْنَا عَلْ مُنْكَرَ وَيَسَيْعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. This Ala Imran. Like I tell you, is over 280 verse about khair and the quality of this ummah. By this way, I have a question in here. For anybody who has a heart, anybody believe in Allah, where am I? What I'm doing to the ummah? What I'm doing to my family? What I'm doing to my kids? What I'm doing to my neighbors? What I'm doing to myself? Me. How I save myself and save others? If me today, if I die tonight, I will be among the people who is spreading khair. And what khair I spread? What kind of khair I spread when I have a bad model to my own family? How many of you can raise his hand and say, I'm a good role model for my own family? Honest to Allah. Honest to Allah. Are you a role model for your own family? Are you a role model as a Muslim? Are you the one you can just by your behavior, you said, oh my daughter or oh my son, watch me? All of us in the boat, and the boat is sinking, and we keep watching. And we just want to listen and watch and go home and like we never heard anything. This is the ultimate calamity from Allah. Believe me, if you're not planning to really act and live it, don't tell me to come in here anymore, because it will be a problem to you. Because if you keep hearing and you're not acting, you are in big trouble. Because every time you're hearing, Allah will tell you, excuse me, you get the message. You have no excuse anymore. How many of you go to Quranic class? How many of you go to tafsir class? How many of you go to all this class, but the life is miserable? No iman, no yaqeen, no rida, no contentment, no adab, no akhlaq, no even believe in Allah, no believe in the hereafter. Where? It's only a talk. And everything become a routine. It scared me, wallahi, it scared me. Where is the honesty between you and Allah? Everything become a routine, show, and we want our kids to be good? No way. If I have a hypocrisy, my kids will have it too. As a teacher from Allah to me, I have to start by myself and at least tell them the truth. I am a sick person, don't follow me. Dishonesty, wallah. My father, before he died, he told me, we live in a hypocrite time. If you see goodness from me, take it. If you see something bad, make dua for me. But don't follow me. I'm telling you, don't follow me. I'm not good. Rasulullah SAW tell you to follow him and follow the companion. Don't follow me. Don't take me as a role model. I'm sick. I admire this man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him mercy and elevate his level in Jannah, inshaAllah. You know why? He was honest. He told me the truth. He didn't try to make sure and tell me I'm good. He never said I'm good. He said, don't look at me. You have a chance, go, search. May Allah give you guidance more than me. Don't stop. Allah will give you according to your aim. Do we do that to our children? Or if they swing a little bit, they have to be sick like us. Like we swear to Allah, we are hypocrite, we want our kids to be hypocrite like us. Leave us alone. We like it this way. This is what we do all over. I ask myself, where is Islam? Okay, I'm a bad man. My message is wrong. You have Quran, you have Sunnah. Go read. Go read by yourself. You will get the guidance. But we're not reading. We're not seeking knowledge. We're not doing anything. And we swear to Allah, we live as a sick, we die as a sick, we're not going to change. This is sickness. And after that, we complain about shaitan. Okay, you won't tell me about Ramadan? No problem. Ramadan is coming. Shayateen will be closed. How come I'm acting like one? Because shayateen do not really possess you 24 hours a day. They possess you until you build the quality of shayateen and leave you alone. And said, now you have the quality we have. Now we don't need you anymore. Go, you are one of us. This is why the scholar said, in Ramadan, you're fighting one person, is yourself, your nafs. After Ramadan, you're fighting your nafs and your own shaitan and all the shayateen. If you cannot make a major change in your life in Ramadan, what's a major change? By cooking? By having all this Pakistani stuff or Arabic stuff? No. Look at yourself. Have an eyeglasses and read it. Be really focused on yourself and say, where am I? Where's my manner? Where's my akhlaq? Where's my sunnah? Is only in the talk? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 73, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَوَحَيْنَا إِلَيْهُمْ فَعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. And we make them leader in their nations. And we reveal to them, we inspire them of good deed. Even good deed from Allah. Good deed from Allah. Opening from Allah. But Allah, you want only one thing from us. Do you really want it? Do you really aim for it? Do you ache for it? Do you really desire it? Imagine if all the time, busy, 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 busy. Busy what? When the angel of death comes, you cannot tell him I'm busy. He tell you, come on, you're not busy anymore. Finished. Now you will be busy. Busy with us. Do we believe in that? Or just in the book? Or only in the session? And we talk about Surah Fatir, verse 32. Please go study it. Read it over and over again. Surah Fatir, verse 32. Ask yourself, where am I? Which one among those people? I do not know what to tell you. You see, it's almost 280 verses. I can keep going. But the problem is not how many verses. Today when I was coming, I was thinking about something. What we really want? What we really want? If we come to listen, this is all you get. You will get listening, and that's it. If you come with the intention of listening, you're finished. Because Allah will give you according to what you want, listening. If you come in with the intention to be changed, Allah will change you. And we complain about all the environment. We complain about everybody. And we forget what Allah said. والله الله سبحانه وتعالى is all clear. لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. If you see your family, your kids, situation, it has a problem. What's the problem? In the heart. And today, Neda, she asked me, I'm confused, where I start from? It's very simple. You cannot be confused. You start with where? Yourself. Where, outside or inside? Inside. Because you cannot win outside until you gain inside. Unless Allah in your heart, unless you belong to Allah and belong to Rasulullah, really in action, in your heart at least, you're not going anywhere. But we keep busy with outside and we are dirty inside. And I tell her, a part of one scholar, unknown scholar, he said something unbelievable. If you look at all messenger and prophets, is he coming from corrupted seed or a pure seed? Huh? Pure seed, pure mother, pure father, pure grandparents. What about us? We coming from corrupted seed or a good seed? Corrupted, sick, Allah no. What it mean? Can we have really a good seed? No way. But one scholar, he said, today you are questioned about the mujahada, the struggle. All you have to do is struggle and try to correct. For example, I bear witness to Allah. I will give you advice as an adult. You have to tell your kids, we are sick. We are too far. Don't be like us. Do your effort, my daughter. Do your effort, my son. Don't be like us. Save yourself. By this way, now we have a one generation, 1 degree better than us. Following generation, maybe 2 degree better than us. 3 generation, much better than us. Until one of this generation, the mother is pure, the father is pure, coming from pure seed, now we get something. You know the sickness of the Ummah? I will give you sickness of the Ummah. You want us to wait, we cannot wait, we have to do something, we have to, okay, go ahead, do. Show me what you're doing, and according to whom you want to do. According to Allah wa Rasulullah, or according to what you like. Unbelievable. Read my story. It's written by the most thinker of Ikhwan Muslimin in Egypt. And what he said? He has said, we have to bend La ilaha illallah in the heart. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's bending 13 years to bending La ilaha illallah in the heart. And today, we won't build it just like that. In a session or two, oh, it's gone. No! We have no environment. We do not have the leadership. We do not have the role model. And you want to build La ilaha illallah? There's no way. The reality of La ilaha illallah is struggle by itself. Once you win La ilaha illallah, the rest is easy. But today, we never, I bear witness to Allah, until this moment, never any group in the whole Ummah working in La ilaha illallah only. And unless we work in La ilaha illallah, we're not going anywhere. Unless we believe in La ilaha illallah, unless we have no worry except about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no belief except in Allah. We have no thiqa except in Allah. We have no rely, tawakkul, except in Allah. All this has to come. And this old quality cannot come overnight. This needs struggle. We need cleaning. We need a lot of work, a lot of mujahada. And once we do that, if you study Quran and you believe in this book Quran, you will find every step is giving. You cannot take it. Meaning, if I'm busy of step number one, and Allah like me, and He approve me, He will give me step number two. He will give me. I cannot gain number two. Imagine you go to college, you admit to the college, or a hostel, and you go for a first degree, but you show up in a class number four. The first year, you show up, and you want the degree. They will accept you? They will tell you first, who bring you here? Who tell you to come here? Imagine as a Muslim, we run, we want to do everything, but we do not ask, is this according to Allah? Is this according to Sunnah of Rasulullah? Did we finish number one? If now I talk to you about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we have to do, we have to do, we have to do. But I have audience, you do not even start one. Does this make sense? Or nonsense? I have to worry about one, only one. If we win and gain one, Allah will give us two. If we work in two, Allah give us three and keep going. Because everything given by Allah. Even tawfiq by Allah, guidance by Allah, everything by Allah. But Allah wants only one thing from us, mujahada, struggle, be honest. At least today, all of us should be crying to Allah, Allah, I'm sick, I'm dirty, clean me, Allah. But be honest. If Allah opens something for you, do. Don't wait. Don't be stingy. We're stingy, we're so stingy. But stingy against ourselves. Not stingy against anybody. Nobody's a loser. You are the ultimate loser. Because a believer who believes I can be dying today, not tomorrow. But that's why you always have to believe I can be dying today. This is my last day. Yesterday, I have no control over it. Tomorrow is a future in the hand of Allah. And the one to care about me today, he will take care about me tomorrow. Finished. This is Ra'al Ma'raj. This is Ra'al Ma'raj. Ra'al Ma'raj is where we are. Look at what's happening. It's a humiliation every single day. And the problem, we're not thinking about the roots of the problem. Do you know what they're doing with us? They make us busy about all kind of symptoms and we forget the reality. Like my father, rahmatullah alayhi, used to tell me, if you see some calamity, you have to know they keep you busy and what they're planning is more dangerous than what you will see in the television. Is destroying our mentality is not one? Is our uses bye-bye is not one? Who will take care about Islam when we die? Tell me. If this youth do not gain Islam and it change the shape of Islam, who will change it? I do not understand us as a parents. Are we really so hypocrite to the point we do not want it? Because once us or our kids want to do something, excuse me, let somebody else do it. You don't have to do it, somebody else has to do it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Instead of saying, you go, you should be the role model, I should be the role model. If I do not want to do it, you do not want to do it, he do not want to do it, she do not want to do it, who will do it? And not only that, we the one Allah allow us to hear. Imagine. Please be careful. Once you hear me, you are in trouble. You are in big trouble. Believe me, lately I'm very, very upset and hurt in my heart. I said to Allah, Allah, anybody hear me? I bear witness, I will be with them in the Day of Judgment. I will tell you, Allah, I tell them. I tell them, Ya Allah, these are ones who run away. You see, today we have sickness. We won't go to session, go home. Go to session, go home. Go to session, go home. And that's it. But we do not want to live as a Muslim. Really Muslim? No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. This is what you hear. This is what I hear all the time. No, 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 no. And I go back to my own sickness. Show me one, father or mother, when they said, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ, oh my daughter, Allah said, Rasulullah said, this is the way it should be. If I do not know, go my daughter, go my son, seek knowledge, go. Don't listen to me. Or at least the parents go, buy some books and sit down and read and talk about it. Or what we're doing today. Some people don't teach. Teach what? I said to Brother Musharraf yesterday, actually one of the sickness in the Ummah is everybody want to talk as a teacher. But are we the student of knowledge? No. We did not even reach the level to have istiqamah, to be on time. We said 2 and we show up 3 and 4, 5, 6. How we can accomplish anything if we do not have discipline in even a few hours in a week? But again, you have discipline according to the priority in your life. Imagine if the companion did like us, how he can accomplish anything? If every week I have a situation, okay, you will die. And before you know it, what you won't say to Allah? I have a situation, life will never finish. The business of life will never finish. We know that for a fact. My message, I'm not belong to anybody. I'm just trying to take people from dunya to Allah and let you believe in Allah, and by the will of Allah you have to follow the sunnah and you have to think about the future of the ummah. Just think about it and ask Allah to make you among those who Allah choose to be a doer. What kind of doer? I do not know, because when the time comes and Allah choose you, He will choose you, He will open for you, He will plan it for you. I do not know what Allah planned for you in the future. I do not know what quality Allah would put in your heart. Are you going to be a successful mother? Are you going to be a speaker? Are you going to be an inviter? Are you going to be a thinker? Are you going? I do not know. Only all is in the knowledge of Allah. But the only way to do that, if we be accepted by Allah. This is the main thing. And acceptance by Allah need what? Need a heart. A heart and mind think about the ummah. If the companion, each one of them think about, oh Allah, what about me? I have to do this. I have a kid. I have to do this. I have to survive. If every one of them tested that, none of us will be a Muslim. They believe in Allah. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think you want to work for Allah? Allah disgrace you? You want to work for Allah? Allah will not take care about you? Think. This is one of the angles, very important, I believe, about Isra and Mi'raj. Our Isra and Mi'raj should remind us who we are, what is our status in the eye of Allah, what Allah labeled us with, who we are, and what is our status in the mankind and the ummah. And are we living according to the message, or are we living according to what we like? Or completely we forget the message, and we forget the message until we forget ourselves. And we forget, we are forgetting. And not only that, sometimes I believe we like to be forgotten. And we do not like to be awakened. Like, leave me alone, I do not want to know. And where is the future of the Ummah from here? And again, I remind you again, especially the young people, is no out of the ummah, is no way unless you as a youth break the cycle. And every one of you stand up and live as a true Muslim, not as a wacko Muslim, not as a hypocrite Muslim, a true Muslim, not according to me, not according to anybody, according to Allah wa Rasul. At this moment only Allah will choose you. And be ready. The first one will fight your own family. This is the sunnah of Allah. I bear witness, this is the sunnah of Allah. The first one will fight you is your own family. And now it's up to you what you want to do. And again, don't take my word interpreted the way you like. And said Brother Ahmad said, no. I do not ask you to do any hasty things, no. I ask you to go back to Allah. To focus in the relationship between you and Allah. To focus in your manner and your adab and your ethics. Your heart. Because I believe in Allah. If you focus in Allah, Allah accept you, Allah will open for you. Nobody can stop you. But only if you sincere and have ikhlas. Any question, any concern? Any question, any concern? What's that? Yeah. Sister Thamina asked about sacrifice. We talk about sacrifice. Where we start? Yesterday, Brother Musharraf asked me something similar. And I said something very similar. Very simple. But simple to whom Allah allowed them to have it. What we say in the past, what you love, you have to get rid of it. What is attached to your heart, you have to get rid of it. What's that? You cannot. You see, why we are where we are. Number one, attachment has to go away. To be free, to Allah. And this attachment can be money, status, business, wife, kids, a man, a woman, whatever it is. This has to be out. Okay, once you are free and you have no attachment, you have another problem. It's not a problem, but it's a cycle. Now you have to clean up. You have to be prepared. Prepare with a lot of iman, a lot of taqwa, a lot of remember of Allah, a lot of quality, because you cannot be invited and you are bye-bye. Allah will not accept it. Once Allah accepts you, He takes you to a long journey of cleaning and preparation to make sure when the time comes, you really have a quality. But today we're rushing. We want invite without any quality. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now this quality, it takes time. It takes learning. It takes teaching. It takes questioning. It takes companionship. Which we do not want anyway. We want just read and that's it. Leave me alone. It doesn't work. Because obedience by itself is part of our job. And otherwise you read and you will understand it according to what you like. Or you can understand it wrong. Or you can read hasty. You have to have discipline in everything. You have to have a focus. You have to have step by step. Very important. You cannot rush. You cannot rush. Be careful. The first attack of shaitan is rushing or hasty decision. Don't ever do that. Go to Allah, but don't make any hasty decision. Be calm. Be calm and cry to Allah. The only thing is not hasty is bending. The only thing is not hasty, do good deed. Cry to Allah. Do zikr the maximum you can. Any attachment in your heart, cry to Allah. Allah, get it away from me. Anything about the future, get rid of it. No future. Future in the hand of Allah. Your desire should be one only. How to gain the pleasure of Allah. How to elevate Islam. How Islam come back. How to save the maximum Muslim. How to save the maximum non-Muslim? If we do that, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, those who do that, Allah gives them the khilafah, which a lot of people do not understand. Khilafah, you do not work toward it. Khilafah, you work in your own individual level. Allah gives you the khilafah step by step. And if you do not believe me, read Quran. You find all the time, Khilafah is a giving. Is a giving. Those who do that, we give it to them. Those who do that, we give it to them. By the way, the topic is not what we talk about it, what we're doing. What more Khilafah than Allah allow you to be invited to Allah? This is the ultimate Khilafah. The companions do not have a big land or a big country. No! They spread Islam and they leave. And they teach people and leave. This is Iqamat al-Din. But you have to have Iqamat al-Din in yourself before you invite other to. And Deen is not Quran. Deen is a way of life. It's the way you behave. It's the way your heart life. This is Deen. Which we forget it. We have a long way between Deen and what Quran said in Sunnah. And this Deen will not come unless the heart is changed. Show me one. When we have a dispute, you said, okay, let's ask learned person, or let's see what Allah said, and finish it. No, but we argue, this is my way, and that's it. My way or the highway, and finish it. Really? This is nafs. Meaning you are now worshipping the ta'ud. Your own self, or your culture, or your custom, which has nothing to do with Islam. That's where you have to start. And the first start is crying to Allah and be patient. Because by the way, Allah will not accept you just like that. He will keep check you out. He check you out. Go ahead. She said, if you tell me I'm nobody and I have no quality, how I work for Allah and develop the quality? Look at Yusuf Islam. He's nobody. He's no nobody. He's a sinner. He's a non-Muslim. Allah did not only give him Islam. He gave him Islam. He make him inviter. He make him spread the good deed. Do you know what Yusuf Islam I consider? Yusuf Islam exactly like an ummah, a nation working by itself. A nation. A school? Yeah, for a school in England. One of the top Islamic schools. Who did it? Him. One. If you listen to him, what he said one word. He said, I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me, and something has to be done. Somebody has to do it. Finished. This is Islam. This is basic Islam. Once you start doing and you're trying, this time Allah will give you the quality. The quality coming as a decoration from Allah according to your struggle. Look at Musa alayhi salam. We talk about Isra and Mi'raj. Musa alayhi salam, he moved from Egypt to Sinai Desert. But after he moved, according to report, is almost 18 years in Sinai Desert before he gets revelation. Why he sitting 18 years? Preparation. Cleanliness. Why? He grew up in a palace of Pharaoh. When you grow up in a palace, you have no patience. You have no tolerance. You have no quality. That quality will never develop in the middle of a palace. Now Allah have to put him down. It's not a humiliation. It's a tarbiyah. Tarbiyah. No money, no weapon, no anything. But in the middle of all that, he said what? إِنِّي لَمَّا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. He said, oh Allah, whatever you send for me, I am poor too. Send me more. What Allah give him? He give him a wife from nothing. He give him a job. But oh Allah, I need Lexus, ya Allah. You see, I need a doctorate degree. I need Hawaii and Bahama, ya Allah. You see, today we want Allah and we want this and that. No. No. He understood what Allah is doing with him. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah kullu khair. Look at what Rasulullah went through. Almost 22 years. Tarbiyah has to take place. The worst condition around you, it has to be the best for you. But if you take it in the right understanding, and you said, Allah, give me wisdom, Ya Allah. How many of us asking Allah for wisdom? Imagine, you want wisdom, but you're not seeking wisdom from Allah. Please, why you not ask Allah for wisdom? Why do not ask Allah for light? Why I do not ask Allah for guidance, really? Why do not ask Allah for love and be closer to Allah? You see, Allah give us according to what we have. Wallahi, I promise you. Whatever what you want, Allah will give you. But the problem what we want is so garbage. And this is what we get. This is what we get. Very important. Very important, don't ever forget. And this is why we have to develop the heart. We have to do the tarbiyah of the heart. Because once you do that, now Allah accepts you. Don't worry about nothing. Worry about cleaning your own diseases. Check one disease at a time and clean it. How you clean it? Cry to Allah. Do the opposite. Fight your own self. This is a real mujahada. You ever hear about a messenger or prophet running after somebody, or beating somebody, or insulting somebody, or dealing with somebody with a bad manner? No way. You cannot. You will not be accepted. Yes, brother. Brother Khalid, yes. Tape is almost finished.
5 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
We have a general thinking about that the Ummah have no knowledge of science, doesn't have good scientists, that's why they are losing the war. Mm-hmm. Nobody talk about we don't have the iman, that's why we are losing the war. Why we have? They said we should produce, we should go read more science, we should become scientists, we should make this out of bug, this, okay. That. Nobody think. They think, oh, it's...
Do you hear what brother
Shami said? Secondary, what he want is secondary. Primary is the army.
Okay, because what happened is a sickness in the Ummah. Is we using our mind and we have no communication with Allah. If you read all the verses in Quran about victory, Allah said, all the victory from Allah, from Allah, from Allah. Give me one sin, one verse. Even the verse, the only verse everybody uses, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْرِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهَا عَدُوَ اللَّهُ وَعَدُوَهُ وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ. Prepare for them ammunition and horses. But Allah did not say to fight your enemy. He said, when you prepare, this only will make them fear. But we forget also the sequence and the time of the verse to whom. Are we as a believer who are finished all the belief and all the things Allah want and we only left this area? I said to people, if you don't believe me, go to, for example, to a man like Salah ad-Din Ayyubi. Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, according to history, he collected his army, he went to one valley, and he stayed there for 1.5 years, close to 2 years. Doing what? Making women? No! What's halaqa? Halaqa after halaqa. To prepare the heart. To win the iman level. And all the tent was out and up, making the hajj cry to Allah. He said, now we can get victory. He said, now we can get victory. This is the people we can get victory with. You know,
hello?
Anybody know, because Salah ad-Din Ayyubi was not a scholar only, a scholar, a learned man and everything, but he has iman, he know victory from Allah. And to have victory, you have to have a certain quality of people to Allah give them victory. You want to get a person, his body is fed by halal and haram mix, and Allah will give him? Come on. Look at us. Allah knows where is our money coming from. It's mixed. our seed, where it's coming from, is mixed. Our intention in the time of marriage. Why we marry? Do we really marry for Allah? During the time of even intercourse with the wife, said, "Oh Allah, give me a scholar. Oh, give me a doctor, Ya Allah. Give me a beautiful kids. Make her successful. Make her rich." Our intention is wrong. The intention from the beginning is wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised everything according to intention. By this way, what we do now? We do tawbah. We do istighfar. We change intention. And we seek Allah forgiveness. And we do. Can we watch what is the result? It's not my business. Again, result in the hand of Allah. This is one of the diseases of the ummah. When we think about result, it's not my job. If I die tonight, Allah will not question me, what is the result? He tell me what you're doing. If we all of us die, and we don't even do one, but we try, we are successful. If we worry about 10, and we're not doing one, we are a loser. Please don't ever forget that. Brother Khalid.
It's finished?
Yeah. Cameraman talking in the phone. It's finished or no? Okay. What's that? What time now? Sure? Ask. What? Say it again? No, the left
the honey. They need to realize they're sick, right?
Who's that?
Adults.
Okay.
It's
not your business.
But what if we really want to help them? Like,
you help yourself first.
No, but what if they're your parents? They're like...
You help yourself first. You have to set the role model.